Turn now to your right and you will see the large poster, Americans All. When Pippin decided to enlist in the army, it was at a time when Americans everywhere were being urged to do their part to support the war effort. During World War I, the most successful media for disseminating war information and creating effective messaging to unify Americans around a set of shared values were war posters. This poster was designed by committee artist Howard Chandler Christie, who was part of the Department of Pictorial Publicity, a branch of the Committee on Public Information created by the Woodrow Wilson administration to mobilize Americans around support for World War I. The aim of these posters was to transform the war effort into a national patriotic cause. All Americans could serve their country, whether at home or abroad. In this poster, as in many of his posters, Christie used the image of an attractive woman to evoke patriotism and freedom. Lady Liberty, framed by the American flag and crowning a list of names with a victory wreath, appears to bestow honor on individuals who have served their country by buying war bonds. Using a clever pairing of text and image, these names, which appear on an honor roll, are listed under the large heading Americans All. The names on this list stand out as names from different minority or immigrant groups present in the United States, suggesting that by purchasing war bonds, or victory liberty loans, these individuals have proven themselves as true Americans. Notable among the names is Du Bois, which was widely associated with the sociologist and writer W.E.B. Du Bois, an outspoken activist for African-American rights, who supported black enlistment in the war. When read in relation to the title, it suggests that all Americans, no matter their racial or ethnic background, were encouraged to participate in the war, and furthermore, doing so would establish their status as true Americans, owed the same rights and freedom as any other American.